Tony Rich.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected from eBay Customer Service. How can I help you?
I just received a call about refunding a purchase, please.
You're doing online shopping?
Yeah, it was through eBay.
Yes, sir. You are purchased. It's an Apple iTunes gift card. Its amount will be $299. You purchased that?
No, I want to cancel that, please.
You want to cancel it?
Yes, please.
All right. So you be with me, sir, because it's an online cancellation. And without your any help, I can cancel anything. So you be with me. I want to explain to you, and I want to cancel it. Do you have any device with you, sir? Like a cell phone, iPad, tablet, computer, anything you have?
A cell phone.
You have a cell phone. Can you please confirm me which cell phone you are using, sir? It's an Android or it's an Apple?
Apple.
All right. Just try to put the phone on speaker.
Mm-hmm. It's on speaker.
Yeah. And after I put the phone on speaker, just look on your phone. You have a App Store option.
Application.
App Store. Just try to check in your screen. App Store, yes. It's a blue color A. Big A.
Yes, sir. I'm just hard of hearing. Okay, thank you. Please stay with me. Yes, App Store?
Yeah, and after App Store, open up the App Store, touch on it, and open it up.
Mm-hmm.
And after open the App Store, look on the very bottom, right hand side. You can see that magnifying glass search.
Yes.
Touch on that search.
Mm-hmm.
And after touch on search, you look on the very top. Its search bar come up. Now you need to do type over there, all in lowercase. It's a single word. AnyDesk. AnyDesk. AnyDesk.
AnyDesk. Right.
Yeah, AnyDesk. Then search.
Okay, so it's a red background with a white diamond. Is that the one I want?
What's come up?
Well, I listed an AnyDesk. So is it white diamond on a red background?
Yeah, that one. It's AnyDesk remote. You can see any option, AnyDesk remote?
Yes, get it.
Yeah, touch on get and install it.
Is that free or not?
It's a free, don't worry. It's a cancellation app. And after work is complete, then you are uninstall that app.
Okay.
Now it is installing?
Yes, it is.
All right. And after install it complete, then you just try to open it up.
Sure. Can you tell me which account this was purchased under?
I want to show you each and everything. Don't worry. I want to show you in front in your own eyes, then you can easily understand that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. All right, AnyDesk, open.
Yeah, just try to session open.
Well. Enter remote address.
Yeah, enter remote address. Now, you have a number. It's a cancellation genetic code. You can see the 9-digit number. Just tell me the number.
179-631-140.
It is 179-631-140, right?
That's correct. Can I put it in as well?
No, you don't put anywhere. You don't put it. Now, right now, I want to send you one security warning. In your phone, you receive one security warning. And you just try to check. It's first option come up, it will be security warning. and you receive two options. First option, I awoke of the risk. You just try to click on that option, then click on accept. And after click on accept, you receive another option. Do not show this warning again. You select that option and after click on accept. Then you receive another option. It is start broadcast. Then you touch on start broadcast. Now I want to send you, just try to check your screen. You receive one security warning first. And after below of the security warning, it's a little option. I above of the risk. Just try to check. It's a little option. Touch on it.
Yeah.
And then click on accept. Yeah. Then click on accept.
Touch
on it and after touch on accept, then touch on do not show this again warning again. Then select that one and once again hit on accept.
It's still bright out.
Yeah, and after touch on accept, you can see any option can have start. Yeah.
Right. Accept.
Yeah, accept, and after touch on start broadcast, you can see any option start broadcast, just try to touch on start broadcast.
Okay, heading down.
Now don't touch anywhere, after touch on start broadcast, you don't touch anywhere, anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you need to do, after you just try to check in your screen, it's the option screen broadcast, any desk, and stop broadcast, right? Three options over there.
Yeah, I've got three options.
Yeah, now you need to do directly press the home button and go back to your normal home page, sir. Just try to go back to your home page, press the home button.
So I don't touch anything there.
You just touch in your home button. Look on the very bottom in your screen. You have a home button. Just press the home button. Yeah,
yep.
press the home button and go back to your normal screen. Then you can see in your all the application.
Yeah.
Now you can see in here all the mobile apps like your gallery, camera, YouTube, each and everything you can see right now.
That's correct.
All right. Now, right now, sir, I want to transfer this call to our senior because it's a issue. Is it will be like a fraudulent charge, like $299. So our accounts team, they are trying to help you. How do you want to do that and how to cancel each and everything and how to get back your each and every information. So I want to giving the call to another person. All right? Now stay on the line.
Okay, thank you.
Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, just stay on the line. A senior, it will become up. Just a moment. And first of all, one more thing, sir. You need to do, just try to go back to your home page and try to open up your message, sir. Just try to check your message. Do you receive any kind of message with eBay or in your bank? They provide you like any money to be charged in your account or not? Just try to check in your messages.
Yeah. Just checking for mail now. No, I haven't got anything.
All right. You can't receive any messages, right?
No.
Oh, all right. Okay. Wait a second. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for being on hold. Well, you're speaking to Gary. I'm one of the senior account manager from eBay. And just now you're having a word with one of my representatives, right? I believe he must explain you about the problems, right?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, what happened exactly is, sir, at this moment, you just see, sir, a lot of things is going on. An order has been placed, right, on behalf of you without your knowledge. So we just, you know, put that payment on hold for you, okay? Alright? So what we are going to do is, at this moment, we are just going to help you how we are just going to cancel each and everything for you, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Now, first of all, you just need to log in into your bank and check it out whether that money has been deducted or not, okay, from your account. Just log in into your bank right now. And so, like, you are the only one who uses this phone, or someone else also uses it apart from you?
It might be someone else.
Okay. You are the main user, right, of this phone?
Yes, of this phone, yeah.
Okay. Okay, no problem.
I made it a different account. I don't know.
Okay. So, how many accounts you have, sir? Just check out all the accounts one by one. Just check all your accounts one by one.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
First of all, what you need to do is, sir, at this moment, I'm just going to show you one most important part. Now press your home button, log out from your bank. Log out from your bank, sir.
Yeah.
And open up your Google. Open up your Safari browser.
Yeah.
And after that, I'll tell you now what you have to do is. Now, you see at the top Google and below you see search, right? Now, you just type over there, my IP, my 1P. Type my 1P. Give a space. And type 1P.
1P for Papa?
Yes, P for Papa. And after that, address, type address and then location, okay?
Yeah.
Type my 1P address location.
Yes.
Yes. Now, you just need to see below that, people also ask, what is my IP location and country? Do you see that? Tap over there. What is my IP location and country? Tap over there. No. Just type my 1P. Hold on. Now, just hold on for a moment. Now, do you see in the middle, people also ask? And below you see, what is my IP location and country? Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what you just need to do is, sir, at this moment, you just need to tap on it and then you just come down and do you see your IP address, your IP address number, and then below you see your country. Your country will be Australia, as because you are living in Australia. So what country you see, sir?
United States of America.
Oh my goodness. And below United States of America, what else you see?
California.
Oh my God. Have you ever been to California or United States?
Yeah, long time ago.
Okay. Now, let me tell you, sir, because at this moment, your identity has been compromised by the hacker. And how they have been compromised, I will tell you. See, because I believe, sir, you go for shopping, you go for cafe, like coffee day, for having coffee, correct?
Yeah.
I do believe, sir, you go to public place and you use, you connect a Wi-Fi, right? On that time, sir, you know, the hackers from all around the world they are just, you know, trying to misuse your identity because they are not interested on your money. They are not interested on your money on a single dollar even. They are only interested on your identity because, see, they are just doing a fraudulent activities and they are doing the most dangerous business that is called a money laundering. They are sending money, you know, from one country to another country. They are sending money from, California to Cambodia to China, Japan, to different places. Because just now we found in our server, okay, that your identity has been compromised and they are using your identity. They are targeting your identity only, okay? Because your identity, sir, is the most important thing. So if suppose, sir, you are at your place, okay? And cops will come at your doorstep and cops will think you have done the damage. I know and you know you have done nothing, right? But cops will don't understand. Cops will think you have done the damage. And we found, sir, lot of transaction has been made by the hacker nowadays. So we just need to cancel all the transaction one by one, okay? So what you need to do is, sir, press your home button.
Mm-hmm.
Press your home button and let me help you.
No.
Yeah. And now open up your app store. Open up your app store.
Yes.
And once when you open up your app store, you see at the bottom, you see at the top games, app store and more.
Yes.
Tap over there, bitcoin.com. Type bitcoin.com. Because we found a lot of transaction has been made by the hacker while using your identity from bitcoin.com. So you see, type bitcoin.com, yep, give a dot, and then com, okay? So we are just telling you to do, go ahead and help you. We are just trying to help you, okay? Right?